Recruitment. National Youth Service, NYS. Graduates have been given priority during recruitment of rangers officers in West Pokot by the Kenya Wildlife Services. Out of the 16 rangers recruited in the county, 11 were NYS graduates, while the remaining 5 were members of the public. Addressing the press at Makitano Stadium in West Pokot during the recruitment exercise, Mr. Bakari Chongwa, the senior assistant director in charge of rangers recruitment in the region, stated that the decision was made in accordance with President William Ruto's directive, which stated that 80% of all security recruitment should be from NYS, forming part of the Kenya Defense Forces, Kenya Wildlife Services, and Kenya Forest Service. He explained that they prioritized recruiting a large number of NYS-trained and graduated youths, as per the president's directive. Out of the 16 slots available for West Pokot youths, 11 were filled by NYS graduates, while the remaining 5 were members of the public. Additionally, 2 slots were reserved for NYS-trained women, and 1 slot was reserved for a woman who had not undergone NYS training, he explained. Mr. Chongwa further clarified that out of the 16 slots, 13 were reserved for men and 3 for women. He said the recruitment process was conducted across the 6 sub-counties of West Pokot, including Pokot North, Pokot South, Kipkomo, West Pokot, Kacheliba, and Pokot Central sub-county. The assistant director emphasized that the recruitment process went smoothly without any issues or complaints from the participants or the public observers. He also assured the public that the recruitment exercise was free of charge, transparent, and not influenced by any external factors or political leaders. One of the candidates, Titus Yatich, informed KNA that the recruitment process was conducted fairly and transparently by the recruiting team. Yatich, who was eventually hired, revealed that he was selected because he was the sole applicant who had undergone NYS training from Kipkomo sub-county, and the recruiting officer aimed to recruit 1 NYS graduate from that specific area. Yatich expressed his gratitude to the recruitment officers for organizing a fair process and was pleased to have been chosen. He encouraged other youths without formal training to consider joining NYS, as it would give them an advantage in government security recruitments. Thomas Meriareng, another applicant from Pokot South Sub-County, shared that he had high hopes of being recruited when he left his home. Upon successfully securing a spot, he felt a sense of joy and a breakthrough in his life. "Being recruited has provided me with an opportunity to support my struggling parents and siblings through education and other needs," Meriareng said. He appreciated the president's directive to reserve 80% of security personnel recruitment slots in Kenya for NYS graduates. David Plimo, the chairman of Nyumba Kumi Initiative in West Pokot County, observed that the recruitment exercise proceeded smoothly, leaving both the public and recruits satisfied with the results. Plimo mentioned that the youths who were turned away from the exercise acknowledged that they did not meet the necessary requirements and were content with the decision. The exercise concluded at 4:30 p.m. without any issues, as both the public and recruits were pleased with how it was conducted.